This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Stevens with us. We're talking about the balloon. Rich, during the break, I noticed that Greg Lesher called in, and I asked Jason to tell him that we weren't going to be taking calls today, but since he already called in before I made that announcement, I said that he could call back after you and I have fleshed out a little bit more about this balloon. So please continue about the balloon, Rich.
Well, it's not just about the balloon. It's also about China. It's also about the fact, you know, you mentioned during the break, you know, we were listening to the commercial about the Democrat elections and the Democrat Party not being sure about Joe Biden. Look, we have proven, we've given the information, and the judges and lawyers didn't pick it up to take it to court. We have proven election fraud over and over and over again. America, what's happening right now? See, all this is connected. All these dots are connected. America is literally promoting lawlessness and weakness. So if they do, we all know this is surveillance, and we don't know what kind of weapons that they have. You know, it could be bioweapon release. It could be a beta test for an EMP. It could be a lot of things. But we're not having a lot of the right conversations. Where the powers that be has made so many people shift into default mode, you know, by saying names, by giving an emotional response. But almost every job, especially in government, especially in big corporations, they are not. You think, is the FBI, is the CIA, is our top brass military adhering to their oath to our Constitution? No. They're using, when they bring in this technology, they not only lower the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications for the job, they're trying to replace you. They're creating, why do you think airports now have facial recognition everywhere? They are creating an identity slavery system to steal your identity, your traditions, your culture, your ability to think and just follow, and they're assigning you new ones. That's what technology is doing. It's a major loss of freedom. It's not about a happy life. It's about managing and controlling you. So when we talk about the balloon, we have to talk about China. We have to talk about the technology that they're using, how they're setting things up, the fact that they're not even looking at the judges looking at election fraud because they're cowards. We have to look at the lawlessness that's happening all around us. You know, President Trump's talking about when I get reelected. Look, he outside of his lack of admission of this vaccine, it's not a vaccine, being a bioweapon, he did a pretty damn good job. And he was attacked from every angle. I mean, 360 degrees. And 99% of it's lies. I mean, we have proven that Hillary Clinton, the DNC, basically, you know, with Alpha Bank and all these hoaxes are made up. They're bought and paid for. And nothing happens to them. Because our judges, our lawyers, and not all of them, I mean, if all of our lawyers were the Robert Barneses and Tom Rentses of the world, we wouldn't be having these problems. The politicians, they're all actors. Not all, again, not all, probably 95%. People, the lower The bottom denominator here is that our people, whether it be elected or not elected, are not doing their job. The only ones doing their job, and ironically, we're not even being paid, is the alternative media. No one's doing their job. All they care about is holding on to the job for their paycheck and pension reasons. No one's standing for principle. No one's standing for the rule of law. So when we talk about this balloon, we need to talk about what did the FAA do? Was there a legal transponder? If not, it is an act of war. Did someone in the FDA give clearance for this balloon? It's, look, a lot of this is speculation, but it really boils down to is the delegitimization of work. Because they want AI and robotics and automation to take all these jobs. So what do they have to do? They have to discredit the thinkers. Because the thinkers that they've put in as of late are cowards and have been selected because they psychologically know that these people have already been groomed and cultivated to cover their own butt, to pass the buck, to care only about themselves and not stand for principle for the country. So when we talk about the balloon, just like all those articles I just gave on China, connecting a lot of different dots, because it was a Chinese balloon, the people who should be doing something are not. Vince, I'd like you to respond to the articles I gave on China, you know, all the things about the EMP, the possible food and water shortages, the financial collapse, transportation, communication, the whole, people think it's just a power outage. It's going to be a total decimation of life in America if this happens. Vince?
Yeah. Okay. So here's some things to think about. Balloons have been used for a very long time. I believe probably earlier than the first Civil War in the United States. Balloons have been used for espionage, spying on the enemy, looking down. So before there were airplanes, there were balloons. And even after there were airplanes, there were balloons. There was a pretty famous one called LZ-129. And that was called the Hindenburg. That was a lighter-than-airship filled with hydrogen that flew from Germany to the United States. My wife's grandmother heard it in 1937 flying over her farm on its way to Lakehurst Naval Air Station in New Jersey, where it attempted to dock to a docking tower, and it burst into flames. About 35 people were killed, 1937. So that was one big balloon. And it had huge engines to move this big airship forward, and it could steer. If you fast forward to what just happened, you know, a couple days ago, there was a balloon, Chinese balloon, and it was filled with helium, which is not flammable. It's lighter than air. It was powered by a solar array. It was somewhat steerable. It had surveillance equipment, including cameras and radar, or multiple pieces of radar, and other sensors. It was the length of three buses, and it was about 120 feet tall. Pretty big balloon. You could see it with the in the sky. People took videos of it with their cell phones. So if you look at how, let's look at a common cartridge, the ones that were used in World War I and World War II, known as 30-06, 30 caliber rifle cartridge. How high would that go? About 10,000 feet. You were to shoot it straight up at 10,000 feet and fall back down. Round trip is about 58 seconds, in case you're wondering about that. Well, a small airplane, civilian aircraft, one with a propeller, single engine, flies in what's known as engine country or engine territory, nicknamed for American Indians, and that's because that territory is around 3,500 feet above the surface of the earth. And these single-engine airplanes have names like Cherokee. And so there are a bunch of airplanes like that that have names after Indians, and so they call it Indian Territory, 3,500 feet or so. Above that, you would have small jets. Then you have the commercial airliners. Commercial airliners fly around 35 to 40,000 feet. Then you have fighter jets and moving on up to about 65,000 feet. These spy balloons are at about 120,000 feet, twice as high as a fighter jet can go. Fighter jets can't go that high. So it's a big problem to take these things out. They can be taken out with missiles and rockets. So that's allegedly what we did. So here's what I was thinking. I was thinking that this could be done for many reasons by the Chinese. Probing the United States airspace to see what we would do. Just to find out what we would do. Which is nothing. We didn't do anything until this balloon was over water, allegedly. I mean, this is what the media said, right? We shot it down over the Carolinas. Well, just 6 miles off into the Atlantic, just past the Carolinas. We waited till it went over the ocean, and then we shot it down. And then it was a race to fish it out of the water. Chinese are racing toward it, reportedly, and so were we. And it looks like we got it. And you would think, what's the problem? It's only 6 miles off the coast. We were watching it. We knew where it was. What's so hard about getting it, right? So probing to see what we would do. But while it was flying over Montana and Missouri, it seemed to be flying over U.S. air defenses. Sounds like an act of war to me. Could it have had an EMP delivery mission? Could that have been what this is all about? Absolutely. Dropping an EMP device from 120,000 feet with a sensor to detonate at the right altitude to cause the most amount of damage to our electric grid, to our communications systems, networks. Could have been. We don't know. We don't know what they've recovered. Could it have been a radioactive dust mobile, meaning having capsules in there that were radioactive, and had we shot it down over the United States, we could have dusted ourselves. Had we shot it down with radiation, radioactive elements, could it have been the EMP device? Had we shot it down, could we have let those things loose where they would fall to the ground or toward the ground and detonate at the optimal altitude to take out our grid? Could be. And who would have done it? Well, we would have done it to ourselves, right? Could it have been a bio-dusting delivery system? Well, was the weather conducive for that? You bet. It was freezing cold. And y'all remember the vaccines, the alleged vaccines for COVID? Sometimes they weren't refrigerated and they spoiled. Right?
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, you all remember when the government, our government, was urging people to get jabbed. And the vaccines, the alleged vaccines for COVID, had to be refrigerated. And some of them, people were really upset because some of the handlers, some of the people who were involved in transporting these vials of alleged vaccines, forgot to refrigerate them or didn't refrigerate them. And then there was this outcry that they ruined all these vaccine jabs because they got too warm. Well, so obviously these viruses need to be kept cold, to be kept alive. And what do we have now? Just before the while this balloon was flying, traveling, spying on the United States as it traveled across the United States from the west to the east, the weather was cold. It was cold. It's freezing cold in the East Coast right now. So possibly ideal conditions for a bioweapon, another bioweapon. Now remember, the Chinese are the people who built, with the help of the United States, the Chinese people are the ones who built COVID-19, the bioweapon, against the Geneva Convention, although they're not signatory to the Geneva Convention. But they built it, and they unleashed a mass death on the world. That's who these people are. So they've got these balloons, not one, not two, at least three or four. One of them was reported to have landed or exploded failed just before it hit Hawaii. That was months ago. And did the Bidens tell us about that? Not that I remember. So this is a new one. This is new that they're releasing these balloons. Now, the next question is it a bioweapon? Is it radioactive dusting? Is it an EMP delivery device? Are they probing, or is it all of the above? Kind of sounds like it could be all of the above, right? Well, we don't know because no one's told us what they recovered in the Atlantic Ocean off the Carolinas because of the recovery effort. It's been cloaked in secrecy. Here's the next thing. In 1997, there was a movie called Wag the Dog. And Wag the Dog, you can look it up on Wikipedia. You can just type in Wag space the space dog, and you'll see that it was a political satire. And it was it starred Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro. And this is about, it's fiction, but it sure sounds like, sure sounds like it's the truth. It sounds like almost a documentary of what's happening now. But allegedly, in this fiction, the president was involved in a sex scandal with an underage girl. Man, it's not so much the president at the moment. It could be his son, Hunter, right? And so in order to affect the news, because in this movie, the election was 11 days away. The president was up for re-election. The vote was 11 days away. And they wanted to skew the news and get people's attention diverted from the sex scandal. So what they did was they fabricated a screenplay that there was an outbreak, a war with Albania. Why in Albania? Because no one seems to know where Albania is. So this was they used Hollywood, they used theater, they used movies, they created a fictional reel that showed this young girl being escaping the bombings in Albania, and gosh, we look like we're going to war with Albania, and it was all theater. It was all to distract the generally dumb Americans from what was really happening. So throwing that in the mix, I'm not trying to confuse you. Rich is not trying to confuse you. But the point is, we don't know. We don't know if this is theater, a mix of theater and reality. We don't know what it is, but we do know this for a fact. The communist Chinese are not our friends. They are making substandard products. They're flooding us with them. They're filling our landfills. And sooner or later, if we stop buying Chinese stuff, we're going to have nothing but broken down everything. Cars, appliances, light bulbs, wiring insulation, well pumps.
Big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. A massive 7.8 earthquake rocked southern Turkey early Monday, toppling hundreds of buildings and sending residents running into the streets as aftershocks were felt across the region. Ziadan Sakir, geologist at Ankara University, on the Turkish news channel.
They may take up to one year, you know, the aftershock activity will not stop immediately. The size of aftershocks may be as large as 6.5.
Officials are looking at a train axle failure on the Norfolk Southern car that derailed near the Ohio-Pennsylvania border Friday night. A fire continued to burn for days, and evacuation orders were given to residents Sunday night. Beyoncé on Sunday night broke the records for the most awarded Grammy artist of all time with 32 wins. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are
you
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Stevens with us. Rich, did you have any comments before we put Greg on the line about what I said?
Let me comment on a couple things, especially with what you said about, we all know, we've read about how this technology, that whether it be mRNA or lipid nanotechnology or spike proteins or however they're calling it, needs to be efficacious for this bioweapon to take effect to be at 80 degrees below zero. But I want to make a notation on the fact that we've given plenty of articles. This is why I give published articles and interviews in the public domain, that this technology is being inserted into our livestock and into our food. So that tells me they have the possibility of putting this death, whatever, however they're going to deliver it, in our foods as well. Now, second comment I want to make is, folks, are you going to really hook up with the mainstream media or Washington, D.C. to find out what's going on? How many, again, this is why we give these articles in the public domain. Are you really going to trust the DOD behind who's been basically involved in this bioweapon? It's been proven. I've given the articles. Or are you going to listen to the FBI and social media? Remember, even Twitter and the FBI was involved in rigging the elections. Illegal election collusion. Illegal. See how it goes back to the fact that our judges, our lawyers, our politicians, obviously you can throw bankers in there because they're probably at the top of the list with the central banks, everything has been designed to consolidate power, money, and control. This is why I always talk about what everything boils down to, the common denominator, is that when you lower the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications for doing your job, you're open to bribery, corruption, blackmail, threats. In other words, those of you who work for the government or big corporations, you've been psychologically profiled to be hired because you're willing to sell out your country for your own personal gain. And that's how they use the psyops, your group, your hyphen, your pronoun. Not the best person for the job, because they want people who can be manipulated. And for those, one last thing, for those of you in our government, in our big corporations, and even for the people who are in China, whether you're a spy here or you're living in China, and you're behind some type of sophisticated psyop using CGI, computer-generated imagery, and AI. I want to remind you that, do you remember in World War II, folks, we had a lot of our people die because we were all fighting for freedom. And China, you were on our side. Do you remember you were getting bombed like hell by the Japanese? I want you to know which side you're on right now. You are on the side of the bully who wants to control you and manipulate you. So for those of you who are listening in China, not just to mention our government and so-called quote-unquote leaders, which is a joke term now, because they're trying to, I mean, we can be imitated with some fake avatar with all this AI and CGI and all this stuff. But for those of you who are listening in the categories that I just mentioned, is it really, can you look yourself in the mirror by not going public? Remember, I talk about how we should be judging people. The pick effect, patriotism, intelligence, and courage. Courage is a willingness to be hated for telling the truth, but also going public with that truth. So if you are willing to just put yourself and your paycheck and your pension ahead of millions of people, I want you to think about what you're doing. Thanks for the floor, Vince. It's all you.
Oh, okay. Greg, you're on with Rich Eben and me. Welcome.
Okay, put everything that you've heard aside for a minute, and you put your thinking caps on. Those of you with brain cells to rub together here, okay?
Well, that's everybody in our class. That's everybody in our class.
They've got the cracking on these, supposedly knowing where they came from. Now, I don't know if you saw that little video I sent you this morning. Have you had a chance to see it?
No, I didn't see anything from you.
It's going to open your eyes up a little bit. They've been playing with these balloons and EMPs for years. Now, I want you to think about it for a minute. If they're able to track it all the way from China, they should have been ready before it even came onto the soil. Am I right on that? Yeah.
And absolutely. Absolutely correct.
They would do something like this. Okay. I suspect that these didn't come from China. They've been blaming all kinds of things on China because they want a war with China. You know, like Russia or anywhere else, okay? Now, in that video, they're going to explain that they figure that should an EMP go off like that, 90% of the population would die. There's your depopulation. To think that they didn't know that these balloons were coming across, and they, and you know, someone finally saw it, and now that had, it was in the public eye, they had to talk about it. I suspect that there's nefarious within our own government things going on with these balloons, and I just, because no, but no country would use a balloon to send nuclear weapons into another country's airspace, because we have the technology to track it from the minute it goes up into the atmosphere. That's common sense.
Greg, what you're saying is absolutely correct. I did not see your email today. Emails get blocked. I can't even send myself. I can't even send myself emails. I get delivery failures on sending myself emails. But here is, here's an article. I'm going to read you the headlines. This is from August 2nd, 2019. Headlines of TheGuardian.com. Quote, Pentagon testing mass surveillance balloons across the U.S., end quote. Goes on to say the U.S. military is the U.S. military is conducting wide area surveillance tests across six Midwest states using experimental high-altitude balloons, documents filed with the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, reveal. Up to 25 unmanned solar-powered balloons are being launched from rural South Dakota and drifting 250 miles through an area spanning portions of Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Missouri before concluding in central Illinois. Traveling in the stratosphere at altitudes of up to 65,000 feet, the balloons are intended to provide persistent surveillance system to locate and deter narcotic trafficking and homeland security threats, according to a filing made on behalf of the Sierra Nevada Corporation, an aerospace and defense company. The balloons are carrying high-tech radars designed to simultaneously track many individual vehicles day and night through any kind of weather. The tests, which have not been previously reported, received an FCC license to operate from mid-January until September, following similar flights licensed last year. So, I mean, the article goes on and on. What I'm saying, Greg, is what you have just reported has been reported in the public domain. You're right. You are absolutely right. So here we sit. We don't know. We don't know if we did it, they did it, we did it together, whether this is the Illuminati, the Committee of 300, the Bilderbergers, Club of Rome, we don't know, or the Chinese, or just our government. We don't know. But, or is it a wag the dog? And we have so little confidence, if any at all, in the mainstream media, in the governments, in the mouthpieces by the governments. We don't believe anything. So what you bring to the table is certainly worth discussing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when have they completely been honest with us? Well, we always find out later that, they've got some kind of project in our... But I'm just saying, this kind of 1800s technology about balloons is the last thing that they would use one country against another. However, your own country, well, there you go. So it makes more sense to me that this is an internal operation going on right now with the balloons. So I don't believe anything that the media has to say. And by the way, let me just throw another little quick story. And I was took a flight from Vegas to Salt Lake, and then on that flight, while I was sitting there, I noticed on the tarmac, oh, there's a plane coming in on the tarmac, and he's got a fire truck and an ambulance with their lights going following him. That's kind of unusual. I must have had a medical emergency. About an hour and a half, another plane comes in, same thing, ambulance lights going following the plane. Well, when I get to Salt Lake and I get off the plane, I said, do you guys carry a lot of drunks off the planes and things like that? And he said, well, and the police officer said to me, actually, I've been pulling a lot of bodies off planes lately. I say, you have? Yeah, they have cardiac arrests. People are dying on the plane. Now, are you hearing this on the media? I'm not.
Of course not.
I've never seen that sitting in an airport, seeing, you know, planes coming in with ambulances following them. That's concerning
to me. Well, we reported on that quite a bit. Look, they have to hide a lot of crimes. They need cover-ups, and they need distractions. That's why no one believes, like Vince just said, anything from the media, the mainstream media, big corporations, Hollywood. They're all on the same team. It's a consolidation of power, money, control. And that's why they're going to be using AI to facilitate these things. We've mentioned tons of pilots dying. We've mentioned tons of people everywhere, not just in airports and planes, dying of heart attacks. I give the statistics all the time, Greg. So it's, you know, I think people, I think 80% of the public, and I think I'm being low here, knows, even if they don't want to admit it to themselves because their ego and pride is getting in the way, but they know that they've been infected with a bioweapon for depopulation, for the consolidation of power, money, control, and a lot of other agendas. We've given this information. That's why I give published articles and interviews in the public domain. So it's not an opinion, because I love statistics. I love data. I love facts. I love evidence, proof, truth. And that's why people tune in to the alternative media, because they are hungry for the truth in a time when it's pretty much all propaganda and selling narratives.
Well, think about this for a minute. When things start catching up to them, that they're going to be caught in involved in such nefarious things, they've got to come up with some kind of a cover to draw the public eye off of what's going on. And I think that's what's going on right now. One quick comment when we get back about Thailand and what's happening with this nullification of their contract with Pfizer.
Yeah,
we'll be right back.
Good thing.
We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, class, so I'm sure you're interested in the rest of the story. I just got word, Mrs. Finelli and our son came back. We are proud parents of a brand new calf. Looks like it worked out just fine, and Mrs. Finelli and our son just delivered a calf, and that's the kind of stuff that happens here on the farm. So everybody's doing just fine right now. Greg, did you have some quick comments? Then we have Rich will be next. Greg, you there? Do we lose Greg? Okay, Rich, back to you.
Yeah, well, what Greg was probably going to talk about, he was going to talk about Thailand. And Thailand, folks, just for those of you who might not have read
this, here?
They are a country of courage. They're basically turning into thinkers and not followers. So they're not willing to be bought off and sold out for selling out humanity. And basically top Thai officials, and that's one of the articles I was going to discuss tomorrow, was that their advisors are prepared to see that the Pfizer contracts are declared null and void. So this is what we need. We need courage for humanity across the world. So if you're going to, and these are the countries that if we're going to visit, if we're going to do commerce with these countries and spend money to visit them as tourists, these are the countries we need to go to, is the Thailand. So I've never been there. I heard it's beautiful. I'm really into ornithology, and I thought about going there once just for that. But that's what we need to do. We need to do commerce and say thank you to the countries who's willing to stand up for the right things. Now, Greg, did I hear that you're back with us?
No, Greg just dropped off. Greg, okay. He was here. I don't think we couldn't hear him, so he just dropped off.
Okay. Anyway, I'm sure that's what Greg was going to discuss. And this is what we need for everybody across the board. And it doesn't matter what level you're at, folks, what level of government or big corporations. You need to be whistleblowers. You need to have courage. You need to stick up for people and humanity, not eugenics, not genocide. What's the word for this? Murder. So we need courage. Remember how we need to judge people. The pick effect, patriotism, intelligence, and courage. Courage is the willingness to be hated for telling the truth and doing it publicly. Okay? That's what we need. Vince?
You know, when you said murder, I was thinking about what Russia did to Ukraine. How is that not murder? Now, some people say war is not murder. Now, I think that if a country is attacked, defense, if it involves, you know, killing the enemy before you get killed, I think that's a little bit different. But when you go on the attack, it's murder, at least in the world. So as far as the balloon, Is it probing? I'm sure it is. Is it, has the Biden administration shaped this to deflect our attention from Hunter Biden and his scandals and all of the alleged misdealings and illegalities and possibly treason? Is it designed to deflect, take this crisis? Maybe it's a manufactured crisis. Maybe we manufactured it, meaning the United States. I don't know. I really don't know. So, unfortunately, it looks like we might have asked more questions than provided answers. However, we have been on top of this. We have been researching since the beginning of this. So there have been, allegedly, multiple balloons. We have our own balloons. The Pentagon is launching balloons. The Chinese are allegedly launching balloons, high-altitude balloons. Why is this necessary? Is it an act of war if it's from China? Kind of seems like it to me. If they're flying over our military facilities, sounds like it could be an act of war. So what do you do, class? Well, I think what you should do, or consider doing, I don't want to tell you what to do, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy as little from the Chinese corporations as possible, because I know the products that they ship us are mostly substandard. Now, I'm wondering if they're shipping the same level of substandard products to their own internal customers that they're shipping us. Are they shipping us the best that they can make? They're in trouble if they are. I have a feeling that they can make way better products, because I have a solar inverter and a solar charge controller manufactured under the name of Schneider Electric, which says made in China, and it is absolutely first class, top shelf, world class, best in class, no question about it. It is extraordinarily good in every respect. So can they make really good products? You bet. You bet they can. But that's typically not what the general customer in the United States sees. We see products that are marginal at best, refrigerators that last a few years. If you look at the internet and you say, just type it in, how long should a refrigerator last? They'll say a few years. A few years? They used to last more than 50 years. A few years. So that's what's coming out of China. Rich, thank you so much for being with us all. I'm looking forward to class tomorrow, where you're in the front of the classroom again, sharing your wealth of knowledge and research and wisdom.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for being with us. And I'm going to give Sergey a call and see if everybody's okay over at their location.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871. And get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.